Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Not every syndication deal is a good deal, and not every sponsor deserves your capital. I'm CREI Colin, and this is Building Passive Income, where we give you the strategies to build real wealth through passive real estate investing. Today, we're talking about red flags, the warning signs that should make you pause, ask more questions, or walk away entirely. Over the past 19 episodes, we've talked about what to look for in a great deal. Today, we're flipping the script and talking about what to avoid. Because here's the truth. Protecting your capital is just as important as growing it. One bad investment can set you back years. So let's make sure you know how to spot the red flags before you write that check. Let's start with the most important part of any syndication investment, the sponsor. In most cases, a great deal with a bad sponsor becomes a bad investment. A mediocre deal with a great sponsor can still work out. So what are the red flags when evaluating a sponsor? Red flag 1. No track record or unverified track record. If a sponsor says they've completed 10 successful deals but can't provide detailed performance data, that's a red flag. Ask for realized exit summaries where available, current performance reporting on active deals, and a few investor references. Anyone can claim success. You need evidence. Red flag 2. The sponsor has no skin in the game. If the sponsor isn't co-investing their own capital alongside you, that's a major red flag. It means they're not eating their own cooking. They're taking fees and promote without sharing the downside risk. I like to see meaningful co-invest. Sometimes that's 5 to 10% of the equity. But the key is real alignment and real downside. That shows they're invested in the outcome. Red flag 3. Overly aggressive or evasive communication. Pay attention to how the sponsor communicates. Are they transparent and responsive? Or are they evasive when you ask tough questions? If you ask about past deal challenges and they say, "We've never had a problem," that's a warning sign. Every business faces challenges. What matters is how they handled them. If you ask about fees and they deflect or downplay them, that's a red flag. If they pressure you to invest quickly without giving you time to review documents, that's a red flag. Good sponsors are patient, transparent, and willing to answer every question you have. Red flag 4. No references or negative references. Ask for investor references, people who've invested with the sponsor in prior deals. If they can't provide any references, investors who opt in, lenders, brokers, or service providers, that's a red flag. And when you call those references, ask hard questions. How did the sponsor handle challenges? Were distributions on time? How was communication? Would you invest with them again? If you get lukewarm or negative feedback, that tells you everything you need to know. Red flag 5. The sponsor has had legal issues, bankruptcies, or failed deals that aren't disclosed. Do a background check. Google the sponsor's name. Search for lawsuits, bankruptcies, regulatory actions, or enforcement actions. Check their LinkedIn and social media. If you find issues that weren't disclosed in the PPM or in your conversations, that's a massive red flag. Transparency is everything. Now let's talk about deal structure. Even if the sponsor is great, a bad deal structure can hurt your returns or expose you to unnecessary risk. Red flag 1. No preferred return or a non-cumulative preferred return. We talked about this in episode 11. A preferred return is an economic priority, not a guarantee, so you still need to underwrite the deal. But it can be an important alignment feature. Some deals structure alignment differently, but if there's no pref and no clear alternative protection, that's a concern for me. I generally don't invest in deals without a pref, and if the pref is non-cumulative, meaning shortfalls don't carry forward, that's a yellow flag. It means the sponsor can underperform early and still take their promote later without making you whole first. Red flag 2, excessive fees. Sponsors deserve to be compensated, but there's a line between fair compensation and excessive extraction. Look at the full compensation stack, fees plus promote, and whether net returns still make sense after all costs. Understand what each fee is based on, purchase price, effective gross income, hard costs, and so on. If the total compensation structure is eating up so much that projected investor returns seem unrealistic, that's a red flag. Red flag 3, overly aggressive waterfall or promote structure. A promote structure should reward the sponsor for exceptional performance, not mediocre performance. If the sponsor starts taking 50% of profits once LPs hit a 10 or 12% IRR, that's too aggressive. They're taking an outsized share too early. Personally, I prefer promote tiers that reward true outperformance, typically kicking in at 15% IRR or higher. That ensures the sponsor is earning their promote by delivering exceptional results. Red flag 4. The sponsor is taking a massive upfront payment or profit before the deal closes. Some sponsors structure deals where they take a chunk of equity or profit before the deal even closes. If there's any related party compensation or markup, it should be clearly disclosed and reasonably priced. Lack of transparency is the red flag. Red flag 5. No alignment in the capital stack. If the sponsor is investing alongside you, great. But where are they investing? Are they in the same position as you, or are they in a preferred position? Some sponsors structure deals where they invest in a preferred tier that gets paid first, and LPs invest in a subordinated tier that takes the losses first. If LP equity is subordinated without clear disclosure and compensation for the added risk, that's a red flag. You should all be in the same boat. Now let's talk about the market and the property itself. Even a great sponsor with a fair deal structure can fail if the fundamentals aren't there. Red flag 1, declining or stagnant population and job growth. If you're investing in a market where population is flat or declining and job growth is below the national average, that's a caution flag. You'll want stronger property level or supply-demand reasons to compensate. Demand drives returns, and demand comes from population and job growth. Go back to episode 13 where we talked about market evaluation. If the fundamentals aren't there, walk away, or at least understand what compensates for weaker macro trends. Red flag 2, overbuilding and excessive supply. If the market has a massive supply pipeline, tons of new construction coming online, that can suppress rent growth and occupancy. Ask the sponsor, what's the supply pipeline in this submarket? Ask about deliveries, vacancy trends, net absorption, and how new supply is pricing relative to the subject property. If they don't know, or if the numbers show significant overbuilding, that's a red flag. Red flag 3, the property is in a tertiary or distressed location. Not all properties in a good market are good properties. Location within the market matters. If the property is in a tertiary submarket, far from job centers, with high crime or poor schools, that's a risk. Tenants in those areas are more likely to default, and the property will be harder to sell. Ask yourself, would the target tenant choose to live here, and does the location support durable demand? If the answer is no, think twice. Red flag 4. The property has significant deferred maintenance or structural issues. If the property hasn't been maintained well, old roofs, failing HVAC systems, outdated plumbing or electrical, the renovation budget might be underestimated. Ask the sponsor, what's the deferred maintenance reserve? Have you done a property condition assessment? What are the biggest risks? If the sponsor is downplaying maintenance issues or hasn't done a thorough inspection, that's a red flag. Red flag 5. The business plan is overly aggressive or unrealistic. If the sponsor is projecting 50% rent increases over 2 years, or 100% occupancy, or a 30% IRR with no risk adjustment, that's a red flag. Real estate is not a get-rich-quick scheme. If the projections sound too good to be true, they probably are. Compare the sponsor's projections to market comps and historical performance. If they're significantly higher with no clear justification, walk away. Let's talk about debt. Leverage can amplify returns, but it can also amplify losses. Here are the financing red flags to watch for. Red flag 1. Excessive leverage. Loan to value above 75 to 80%. Higher leverage, often 75 to 80% plus LTV, can reduce your margin for error. If the market softens or the property underperforms, you could lose your entire investment. I prefer deals with 65 to 75% LTV. That provides a safety cushion. Red flag 2. Floating rate debt with no interest rate cap. If the deal is financed with a floating rate loan, where the interest rate adjusts based on market rates, and the sponsor hasn't purchased an interest rate cap, that's a huge red flag. If interest rates rise, the debt service can increase quickly and compress cash flow, sometimes enough to create covenant pressure or default risk. Always ask, is the debt fixed or floating? If floating, do you have an interest rate cap? What's the strike rate? Red flag 3. Short-term debt with no clear refinance plan. If the deal is financed with a 2 or 3 year bridge loan and the sponsor's plan is to refinance at the end of the term, ask, what if the market softens and refinancing isn't available? You need to see a backup plan. Can the sponsor extend the loan? Is there mezzanine debt available? What's plan B? If the sponsor's answer is, we'll just refinance, that's not a plan, that's hope. Red flag 4. Recourse debt or personal guarantees. Often, syndication debt is non-recourse to LPs, with GP carve-out guarantees. Confirm who guarantees what. But some deals have recourse debt, where the GP or LPs could be personally liable. If you're signing up for a deal with recourse debt, you need to understand the risk and make sure the sponsor has the financial strength to cover it. Always ask, is the debt recourse or non-recourse? And who is liable under what conditions? Now let's talk about the legal documents, the private placement memorandum, the subscription agreement, and the operating agreement. Red flag 1. The PPM is vague, incomplete, or full of typos. If the PPM looks like it was thrown together in a rush, with missing sections, inconsistent numbers, or typos, that's a red flag. It shows a lack of professionalism and attention to detail. A good PPM should be thorough, well-organized, and easy to understand. If it's not, that tells you something about the sponsor. Red flag 2. The risk disclosures are generic or downplayed. Every PPM has a risk section, but some are more honest than others. If the risks are generic boilerplate language, real estate values may go up or down, that's a red flag. You want to see specific risks related to this property, this market, and this business plan. If the sponsor isn't being transparent about the risks, they're either naive or hiding something. Red flag 3. The sponsor can change key terms without investor approval. Read the operating agreement carefully. Can the sponsor change the business plan, sell the property, or refinance without your consent? Some agreements give the GP unilateral authority to make major decisions. That's a yellow flag. You want to see investor protections, like requiring a majority vote for major decisions. Red flag 4. No clear exit strategy or timeline. If the PPM doesn't specify a target hold period or exit strategy, that's a red flag. Are you locked in for 5 years, 10 years, indefinitely? You need to know the plan. If the sponsor is vague about the exit, that's a problem. Red flag 5. No third-party verification or diligence. Ask what third-party diligence supports the underwriting. Lender underwriting, appraisal, property condition assessment, rent comps, phase one environmental, and so on. If there's no independent verification, that's a yellow flag. You want independent support wherever possible, especially for property valuations and market data. All right, let's talk about something that doesn't show up in the PPM, your gut. Sometimes all the numbers look good. The sponsor has a track record. The market is strong. The deal structure is fair. But something feels off. Maybe the sponsor was evasive when you asked a question. Maybe they rushed you through the call. Maybe they oversold the deal. Maybe you just don't feel comfortable. Trust your gut. If something doesn't feel right, don't invest. There will always be another deal, but you can't undo a bad investment. I've passed on deals that looked great on paper because my gut told me something was off. And in almost every case, I was glad I did. Investing is as much art as science. Use your head to analyze the data, but listen to your gut when it's telling you something's wrong. All right, let's recap. Red flags are your early warning system. They tell you when to pause, ask more questions, or walk away. Here's what to watch for. 1. Sponsor red flags. no track record, no skin in the game, evasive communication, no references, undisclosed legal issues. 2. Deal structure red flags, no preferred return, excessive fees, aggressive promotes, misaligned capital stack. 3. Market and property red flags, weak fundamentals, overbuilding, tertiary locations, deferred maintenance, unrealistic projections. 4. Financing red flags, excessive leverage, floating rate debt without caps, short-term debt with no refinance plan, recourse debt without clarity. 5. PPM and legal red flags, vague documents, downplayed risks, sponsor control without investor approval, no clear exit strategy, limited third-party diligence. 6. Trust your gut. If something feels off, it probably is. Here's your action step. Go back and review the last syndication deal you evaluated, or the next one you're considering. Run it through this red flag checklist. Be honest. Are there any warning signs you missed or downplayed? If you see red flags, don't ignore them. Ask questions. Get clarification. And if the answers aren't satisfactory, walk away. And as always, consult with your CPA, attorney, and financial advisor before making any investment or tax decisions. If you're ready to start investing with confidence, knowing how to spot the red flags and protect your capital, let's talk. Check the show notes for a link to schedule a call with us at CREIPartners.com. Next time on Building Passive Income, we're bringing back Tax Pro Tina for your year-end tax planning checklist. Everything you need to do before December 31st to maximize your tax benefits. Until then, remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with protecting your capital. I'm CREI Colin. Let's build wealth together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at PassiveInvestorCoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.